Bullet with anti-ICE message found after Dallas shooting, FBI director. FBI Director Kash Patel said on September 24 that an unspent shell casing found after a shooting at a Dallas Immigration and Customs Enforcement office, which left one person dead and two injured, contained an anti-ICE message. The suspect, who has not yet been identified and died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, appeared to have an ideological motive for carrying out the shooting, Patel said in a post on X. One of the unspent shell casings recovered was engraved with the phrase anti-ICE, Patel wrote, adding that it's a part of a series of despicable, politically motivated attacks on law enforcement. Patel also referred to a shooting at another ICE facility in Prairieland, Texas, in July. It has to end, and the FBI and our partners will lead these investigative efforts to see to it that those who target our law enforcement are pursued and brought to the fullest extent of justice, he said. A photo that was posted by Patel shows five rounds in a stripper clip loading device. One of the rounds appears to say, anti-ICE, in blue lettering. It's not clear whether any of the other rounds contained a message. The FBI said during a news conference on Wednesday morning that it was investigating the shooting as an act of targeted violence. Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that were anti-ICE in nature, Joe Rothrock, special agent in charge of the Dallas field office, said during the press event. The ICE facility is along Interstate 35 East, just southwest of Dallas Love Field, a large commercial airport serving the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area, and just blocks from hotels catering to airport travelers. Earlier Wednesday, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said details were still emerging, but the agency was confirming there were multiple injuries and fatalities at the field office. Noem said the motive remained unclear, but noted there has been an uptick in targeting of ICE agents. While we're not releasing identities of any victims at this time, what I can confirm for you is no members of law enforcement were hurt during this attack, Rothrock added during the news conference. He also appealed to the public for more assistance. Any piece of information will be helpful, he said. This will be an ongoing investigation between us, a number of federal partners, and our local partners, again, to ensure that anyone responsible is held accountable. Rothrock said that no members of law enforcement were hurt during the attack. The July 4 attack at a Texas immigration detention center injured a police officer, who was shot in the neck. Attackers dressed in black military-style clothing opened fire outside the Prairieland detention facility in Alvarado, Texas, southwest of Dallas, federal prosecutors said. At least 11 people have been charged in connection with the attack. A man with an assault rifle fired dozens of rounds at federal agents at a U.S. Border Patrol facility in McAllen on July 7. The man, identified as Ryan Lewis Mosqueda, injured a police officer. Responding officers shot and killed him. Senator Ted Cruz urged politicians to cease using rhetoric that he said is demonizing ICE and Border Patrol agents, adding that politically motivated violence is wrong. Earlier this week, the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that there has been a 1,000% increase in assaults on ICE officers since the Trump administration took office. The Associated Press contributed to this report.